Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 14, King Chitraketu's Lamentation, Text 5. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayanaha sadurlabha prashantatma kotish api maha mune muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayanaha sadurlabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamune muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayanaha sadurlabha prashantatma Kotishvapi Mahamune Muktanam Api Siddhanam Narayana Parayanaha Sadurlabha Prashantatma Kotishvapi Mahamune Namapi Siddhanam Narayana Parayana Sadurlabha Prashantatma Himahamune Muktanam Api Siddhanam Narayana Parayana Prashantatma Sapi Mahamune Muktanam Api Siddhanam Narayana Parayana Sadurlabha Prashantatma Sapi Mahamune Muktanam api siddhanam Narayana Narayana Sadurlabha prasantatma Kutishvapi mahamune Muktanam api siddhanam Narayana Parayana Sadurlabha Prashantatma Katishvapi Mahamune Vaishnavis Muktanam Api Siddhanam Narayana Parayana Sadurlabha Prashantatma Katishvapi Mahamune Muktanam api siddhanam Narayana parayana Sadurlabha prashantatma Kotishvapi mahamune Muktanam of those who are liberated during this life who are unattached to the bodily comforts of society, friendship, and love. Api, even, siddhanam, who are perfect because they understand the insignificance of bodily comforts. Narayana Parayanaha. A person who has concluded that Narayana is the Supreme. Sidurlabha. Very rarely found. Prashanta. Fully pacified. Atma. Whose mind. Kotishu. Out of millions and trillions. There's a footnote here. The word koti means 10 million. Its plural means millions and trillions. Api, even. Mahamune, O great sage. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayan or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. Please repeat. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayan or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a very long purport going over 3 pages, so it takes some time to go through it. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the following purport to this verse. Simply by desiring mukti or liberation is insufficient. One must become factually liberated. When one understands the futility of the materialistic way of life, one becomes advanced in knowledge, and therefore he situates himself in the vanaprastha order, unattached to family, wife, and children. One should then further progress to the platform of sannyas, the actual renounced order, never to fall again and be afflicted by materialistic life. Even though one desires to be liberated, this does not mean he is liberated. Only rarely is someone liberated. Indeed, although many men take sannyas to become liberated, because of their imperfections, they again become attached to women, material activities, social welfare work, and so on. Gyanis, yogis, and karmis, devoid of devotional service, are called offenders. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi Krishne Aparadi. One who thinks that everything is Maya instead of thinking that everything is Krishna is called an Aparadi or offender. Although the Mayavadis, impersonalists, are offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna, they may nonetheless be counted among the Siddhas, those who have realized the self. They may be considered nearer to spiritual perfection because at least they have realized what spiritual life is. If such a person becomes Narayana Parayana, a devotee of Lord Narayan, he is better than a Jivan Mukta, one who is liberated or perfect. This requires higher intelligence. There are two kinds of jnanis. One is inclined to devotional service and the other to impersonal realization. Impersonalists generally undergo great endeavor for no tangible benefit, and therefore it is said that they are husking paddy that has no grain. Stula tush avagat. the other class of jnanis, whose jnana is mixed with bhakti, are also of two kinds. Those who are devoted to the so-called false form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and those who understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Satchitananda Vigraha, the actual spiritual form. The Mayavadi devotees worship Narayan or Vishnu with the idea that Vishnu has accepted a form of Maya and that the ultimate truth is actually impersonal. The pure devotee, however, never thinks that Vishnu has accepted a body of Maya. Instead, he knows perfectly well that the original absolute truth is the Supreme Person. Such a devotee is actually situated in knowledge. He never merges in the Brahman effulgence. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32, yen yen arvindaksha vamuktamaninas tvayashtabhavad avishuddha buddhayas buddhayaha arura kritshtrena param padam tata patantya do anadrita yushmud angriyaha. O Lord, the intelligence of those who think themselves liberated but who have no devotion is impure. Even though they rise to the highest point of liberation by dint of severe penances and austerities, they are sure to fall down again into material existence, for they do not take to your lotus feet, end quote. Evidence of this same point is also given in Bhagavad Gita 9.11, wherein the Lord says, Avajananti mam mudha, manushim tanam ashritam, param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshvaram. Quote, fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be, end quote. When rascals, mudhas, see that Krishna acts exactly like a human being, they deride the transcendental form of the Lord, because they do not know this param bhavam, his transcendental form and activities. Such persons are further described in Bhagavad Gita 9.12 as follows. Mogasha mogakarmana moga jnana vicheta saha rakshasim asarim chaiva prakritim mohinim shritaha. Quote, those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demoniac and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated, end quote. Such persons do not know that Krishna's body is not material. There is no distinction between Krishna's body and his soul. But because less intelligent men see Krishna as a human being, they deride him. They cannot imagine how a person like Krishna could be the origin of everything. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Such persons are described as mogashaha, baffled in their hopes. Whatever they desire for the future will be baffled. Even if they apparently engage in devotional service, they are described as mogashaha, because they ultimately desire to merge into the Brahman effulgence. Those who aspire to be elevated to the heavenly planets by devotional service will also be frustrated, because that is not the result of devotional service. However, they are also given a chance to engage in devotional service and be purified. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantashto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suhrit Satam. Quote, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, And the benefactor of the truthful devotee cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. End quote. Unless the dirt within the core of one's heart is cleansed away, one cannot become a pure devotee. Therefore, the word sadurlabha, very rarely found, is used in this verse. Not only among hundreds and thousands, but among millions of perfectly liberated souls, a pure devotee is hardly ever found. Therefore, the words kotish api are used herein. Srila Madhvacharya gives the following quotations from the Tantra Bhagavata. Nava kotyas tudevanam rishaya saptakotayaha narayanayana sarve ye kichit tatparayanaha. Quote, there are 90 million demigods and 70 million sages who are called Narayanayana, devotees of Lord Narayana. Among them, only a few are called Narayana Parayana. End quote. And then the second verse from Madhvacharya. Narayanaya Deva Rishyadyas Tat Parayanaha Brahmadya Kechanaiva Syu Siddho Yogya Sukham Laban. The differences between the Siddhas and Narayana Parayanas is that the difference between the Siddhas and the Narayana Parayanas is that direct devotees are called Narayana Parayana, whereas those who perform various types of mystic yoga are called Siddhas. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the verse again, muktanam apisiddhanam narayana parayanaha sadurlabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamune. O great sages, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. So this is a famous verse, muktanam api siddhanam. It's quoted a couple of times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. One place where it's quoted is in Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami had left the service of the Muslim governor of Bengal and he'd gone to join Lord Chaitanya. And he met Lord Chaitanya at Prayag, or Allahabad. It's the place where the Yamuna River and the Ganges River come together. Also, the Saraswati River, which is not visible today. It's also the place where, you know, the Kumbh Mela festivals are held. It's considered to be quite a sacred place. You know, I visited there a couple of years ago. There was a Bhaktivedanta Institute conference held in Allahabad. And after, you know, I went to the confluence of the Ganges and the Yamuna and took some bath there on some auspicious day. So it's a nice place to visit, but it's a place where Lord Chaitanya gave instructions to Rupa Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya was explaining there are millions and millions and millions of conditioned souls in this material universe, you know, occupying different types of material bodies. And he said, you know, they can be divided into different classes. The first basic division is between the moving and the non-moving living entities. You know, there's so many living entities that can't move. You know, the different plants, for example, they're just standing in one place. But then there are those that are moving around. And among those that are moving, you know, the humans are considered to be the most fortunate. And among the humans, you know, they can be divided into different classes. Some are cultured and some are not cultured. You know, some are living practically like animals, but others have a higher level of culture. And among those who are cultured, those who are followers of the Vedas, Lord Chaitanya said, are to be respected. They are the best of the cultured. But even among those who are followers of the Vedas, he said, some are just giving lip service to the Vedic literature and the Vedic culture, but they're not actually following any regulative principles. But among those who are following the regulative principles, again, they can be divided. Said most of them are simply interested in karma, fruitive activity, you know, achieving good material results, you know, by performing pious activities and avoiding bad material results. Of course, that's not the highest thing. So Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Goswami, out of, you know, many, many millions of such karmis, karma yogis, you might find one jnani, or person who is interested in knowledge of the absolute truth. And among those who are jnanis, you might find just one, you know, out of many millions of them, just one devotee of the Lord. So, you know, among these jnanis the jnanis are striving for impersonal liberation mostly. So among those jnanis who actually achieve liberation, you might find one who is attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is giving an extended explanation of the point that's being mentioned in the verse that we're speaking about today. And then Lord Chaitanya quotes an important verse, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ateva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Ashanta. And this is referring again to something that's mentioned in the verse today. The devotees are very peaceful. Prashantatma. You know, they're peaceful at heart. And why is that? So Lord Chaitanya is explaining Krishna Bhakta Nishkama. A devotee of the Lord, a Krishna Bhakta, doesn't have any selfish desires. This is what causes disturbance in one's consciousness. If one has some selfish desire, it's never really going to satisfy the heart. It's going to lead one into all kinds of difficulties. So the devotees are devoid of such material desires. Their only desire is to please Lord Krishna. So Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ata Eva Shanta. Because the devotees don't have selfish material, the pure devotees don't have selfish material desires, they are actually peaceful. Shanta, Ata Eva Shanta, or as described in the verse that we're considering today, Prashantatma, Sadurlabha Prashantatma. And those who desire liberation, or who desire sense gratification, or who desire yogic siddhis or perfections, they are always going to be disturbed in consciousness in one way or another, because they're not dealing with the actual need of the soul, the actual need of the self. Jivara Sarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das, the Sarupa, or the actual nature of the soul, is to be servant of Krishna. So unless one does that, one is never going to be satisfied, because one isn't dealing with one's real nature. You know, one is pursuing false imaginary goals. And then after speaking this verse to Rupa Goswami, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ata Eva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakala Shanta, then Lord Chaitanya recited this verse, the one that we're looking at today. Muktanam Apisiddhanam Narayana Parayanaha Sadurlabha Prashantatma Kotishvapi Mahamune. And then Lord Chaitanya just goes on in the next verse. He speaks to Rupa Goswami to describe how one can come to that position. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So there are millions and millions and millions of souls wandering throughout the universes, going to different planets, going through different bodies. So how does one become one of these fortunate souls? One of these rare souls who can achieve actual peace by receiving the seed of devotional service from Guru and Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So in one of his purports, Srila Prabhupada explains what this beej is. He says, this beeja of devotional service is the instructions and the methods by which one awakens one's dormant love of Krishna. You know, that's already there in the heart. So the seed of devotional service is the methodology, the practices that enable us to awaken that love for Krishna, pure love for Krishna that's there in the heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddhi Chitti Karya Udai. This prema or love for Krishna is eternally there, but by chanting, hearing and chanting and performing the other processes of devotional service, this love for God can be awakened in one's consciousness. So, you know, it's interesting that, you know, this verse we're studying today in the Srimad Bhagavatam was quoted by Lord Chaitanya to Rupa Goswami. In another place, this verse is quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a little bit surprising. It's actually quoted by Prakashananda Sarasvati, the Mayavadi sannyasi who was speaking to Lord Chaitanya. At first, Prakashananda Sarasvati, who was the leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi or Benares, was envious of Lord Chaitanya. He was ridiculing him and his teaching, saying, "Oh, who is this?" He'd heard about Lord Chaitanya from some of his disciples. So who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He's just a sentimentalist. He's not studying Vedanta Sutra. He's just wandering around in the company of madmen, chanting and dancing like a sentimentalist. But later, Lord Chaitanya actually defeated the Mayavadi philosophy, and he began to attract the leading disciples of Prakashananda Sarasvati to him and his teachings. So, and these disciples started going back to Prakashananda Sarasvati and telling him all kinds of positive things about Lord Chaitanya and his teachings, and gradually Prakashananda Sarasvati was won over. And finally he met Lord Chaitanya again himself, and he apologized to him. He says, actually, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're behaving as a devotee, however. You know, you're displaying yourself as a devotee of the Supreme Lord, but still you are worshipable. Even though you're displaying yourself as a devotee, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are still worshipable. And he apologized for having previously blasphemed him. And then he quoted this verse from the Bhagavatam, making it refer to Lord Chaitanya, Muktanam apisiddhanam narayana parayanaha sadurlabha prashantatma kotishapi vapi maha mune. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. So, of course, Lord Chaitanya is very special because he is both a devotee and Lord Narayan himself. Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna, acting as a devotee. So this was recognized by Prakashananda Sarasvati, the leader of thousands of Mayavadi disciples, impersonalist disciples in Varanasi. And if you go to Varanasi, there's actually a quarter of the town where many Bengali Vaishnavas live. They've been there since the time of Lord Chaitanya. You know, actually, some Bengali Vaishnavas went to Varanasi. And actually, there's a little temple of Lord Chaitanya there and his Sadbuj feature, six-armed feature. You know, two arms of Krishna, two arms of Chaitanya, two arms of Lord Ram. So, but in that temple, there are paintings on the wall, and one of them is a painting showing Prakashananda Sarasvati and his thousands of disciples surrendering to Lord Chaitanya. So, as he was surrendering, he was quoting this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam that we're studying today. And then he asked to hear, you know, the Vedanta Sutra, the true meaning of Vedanta Sutra from Lord Chaitanya. Because previously he had been following Shankaracharya, the impersonalist. I mean, there's actually a long history. Actually, Shankaracharya was an incarnation of Shiva, who was specifically asked by Krishna to spread, you know, this impersonalist philosophy in order to reestablish Vedic culture and philosophy in India, because up to that point, in many parts of India, the Buddhist who had rejected the Vedic literature were dominant. So Krishna had some long-range plan to reestablish the Vedic culture. First, it involved a presentation of an impersonal conception of the Vedic literature, and then the great acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, like Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, others, reestablished the personalist view, and Lord Chaitanya gave the perfection, ultimate perfection of the personalist view of the Vedanta Sutra and the other Vedic literature. So he presented that to Prakashananda Sarasvati Thakur, and he said, actually, if you really want to understand Vedanta Sutra, you have to study Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra composed by the author of the Vedanta Sutra, Srila Vyasadeva. So, and in presenting this, Lord Chaitanya followed an interesting strategy with Prakashananda. He actually quoted a verse from Shankaracharya who said, Mukta api liliam vigraham kritvam bhagavantam bhajati, which is something from Shankaracharya's commentary on the Nisringa Tapani Upanishad. And Srila Prabhupada translates this as, even a liberated soul may, a mayavadi who's merged in the impersonal Brahman effulgence may become attached to the pastimes of Krishna. He thus installs a deity and renders the Lord service. So, these are some reflections on this verse we're studying today. Muktanam apisidanam, narayana parayana, sidurlapa prashantatma, kotishvapi mahamune. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Went a little over time. Thank you. Hari Bol.